Bristol Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and True Shave BB Forehand Lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show.
Gal Mays has got a shape of sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but oh so neat, has sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh, wanna die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't lie, not much. It's been said she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why, it's a shame how she cools them down. Feller, she can't get a feller. She ain't met. Georgia claimed her. Georgia named her. Sweet Georgia Brown. Here's Leonard Seuss, the young man with the horn.
Tonight, we take you to Eddie Cantor's house, where we find Eddie and Harry Von Zell preparing to leave on a bomb tour for the Seventh War Loan.
Oh, what a trip this is going to be. Harry, you know, the last time I saw war bonds, I went on a tour with Humphrey Bogart and Loreen Bacall, babies.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did you hear about their wedding, Eddie?
Yeah, you know, they wanted to have a big ceremony, but it didn't work out.
Why not?
They couldn't find anyone with enough nerve to throw rice at Bogart.
No.
Now, let's see, Harry.
Yeah?
I better finish my packing.
Yeah.
Gosh, I wonder where they can be.
What?
I've got my toothbrush, my razor, my comb. Where could it be?
Well, what are you looking for, Eddie?
My vitamin pills. Every time I go away on a trip alone, Ida hides them. Hey, tell me something. Oh. Here they are, Harry. Tell me, aren't you excited about the trip, Harry?
Yeah, I am excited, Eddie, but I was just thinking about my wife.
What about her?
Well, I was just thinking I've never been separated from her since we've been married, you know, and... Now, to think she'll be 2,000 miles away.
Yeah.
We won't see each other for 4 or 5 weeks.
Yes. Harry Von Zell, you ought to be ashamed of yourself to be glad your wife isn't going with you. You have no idea how much I'd like to take Ida with me if I thought for a minute there would be space for her on that train.
Well, why don't you call up the railroad?
It's silly even to bother. I know 10 guys that called up to see if they had space or their wives could accompany them. It was terrible.
Why, what happened?
They had space. Oh, but we'll have fun on this trip, Harry. Haven't you ever been away from your wife at all? At all? Ever, ever, ever?
Well, I was invited to a smoker once, but I didn't go.
Why not?
I don't smoke.
Harry, I like to go out of town without Ida once in a while, but I do it. Believe me, I do it for Ida's sake.
Huh?
After all, if I was never away from Ida, how would I know within myself if I could be trusted?
Yeah?
Sure, certainly. You're not a good husband just because you've never been tempted to go out with a girl. A man is good if he meets a girl and nothing comes of it. Then his wife knows he's good.
Well, the girl can't think he's so good.
You smoke and not go at you? You don't get the point
yes,
at all.
Yes, I do get the point. Look, Eddie,
yeah, what?
Do you know any girls in St. Louis?
Do I know any girls in St. Louis?
Yeah.
Ida? Ida? Do I know any girls in St. Louis? Harry, a few of the Ziegfeld girls I used to work with are living in St. Louis now. There's a Gladys, a Dolores, a Chiquita. Oh, a lot of them, especially that Gladys. I could tell... hello, Ida.
What's this about Gladys?
I was just talking to Harry about the trip. I'm Gladys able to go.
And what did I hear about Dolores?
Well, I was just telling Harry that in St. Louis they have different laws than out here.
There, Dolores DeVos closed at 1 instead of at midnight.
And perhaps you can explain Chiquita.
Chiquita. That's a tough one.
Yes, I know, Eddie. You were probably telling Harry that the mayor of St. Louis will give you Chiquita the city.
No! That's right, Ida. Ida, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, they sound corny enough to have been in your mouth.
Ida, that corn is my daily bread. Now...
Eddie, I don't like your making this trip without me.
What?
After all, I'm not going to leave you alone with all those girls.
Ida, that's not fair. When I go on a trip, look at all the girls I leave you alone with. And Ida, if you're thinking about my running after those girls I was with in the Sickville Follies, remember, they're at least 50 years old now.
Yes, that's what worries me. Now you can catch them.
See? See that, Harry? How she acts? Tell me, how did your wife act?
Oh, I had no trouble with my wife.
No?
No.
You told her.
I went home and told her I'm going on a bond tour to Salt Lake City, Denver, Pueblo, St. Louis, and I'm going alone.
What did she say, Harry?
She almost cried. Really? Yeah. Lump came up in her throat. And she just stood there for a minute.
And what happened?
A lump came up on my head.
Oh, Harry, God. I wish the mad Russian would get here with those tickets.
I'll leave.
Hey. Well, Leonard, Susan, Nora, Mark.
Hello,
here they are.
Hello, Harry.
Hello,
Kid. Well, Leonard, are you all packed and ready to go?
Oh, no. I haven't had time to pack. I've been too busy kissing Nora goodbye.
Yeah, Leonard, Nora's going too. And you're standing here kissing her goodbye? You must be crazy. Crazy like a fox, more crazy like a wolf. Nora, I see that you and Leonard are getting along all right now.
Oh, fine.
Yes? Yeah?
Last night he took me to see that picture with Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn.
You mean without love?
Oh, no. We had seats together.
No! I'll kill him. Say, Harry, look who's coming up the walk. Freddie Martell, our new singer.
Oh, yeah, the kid who was just discharged from the Navy.
Yeah. Hello, Freddie.
Hello, Mr. Cantor.
Freddie, are you all set for the trip? You know, next week we're going to broadcast for the servicemen at Scott Field.
Gosh, Mr. Canton, it might be embarrassing with them still in the service and me working for you.
Embarrassing? Why?
They may hi-hat me just because they're making more money than me.
Freddie, I'd behave if I were you. You don't need 85 points to be released from this program. Look, suppose you and Nora just rehearsed the new song you're going to do on the bond drive.
Huh? Okay, Mr. Canton.
Yeah, that's what... Hold it a minute, Freddie. Just wait a minute. Hello? Hello?
How do you do?
Hey, Russia.
Yes, I hear you.
Why are you late getting back here with those train tickets? I told you to go to a window, give the man some money, and he'd give you the tickets.
That is precisely what I did.
What did you get? A ticket on a train at the Union Station or a ticket for a plane at TWA?
A horse at Santa Anita.
Russian, are you phoning from the racetrack?
I'm here in the stables.
What are you doing in the stables? You're a man, not a horse.
Not so loud. I got in for nothing.
That's what I get for depending on you. You don't know the first thing about getting trained.
Yeah, don't say. The last time I was going to New York, I went to the Union Station, and I was very, very lucky. I caught the squaw.
You caught the squaw? You mean the chief.
You chase what you like, and I'll chase what I like.
This whole conversation is aggravating me. I don't know why the telephone company allows an idiot to use the telephone.
Maybe the operator knows you.
Please be serious. You told me if I sent you for my railroad tickets, you'd get me first-class attention, first-class service, and first-class accommodation. Now what have you got to say?
I'm a first-class liar.
Did you go to the Union Station and tell a passenger agent I take anything, drawing room, compartment, or even an upper or a lower berth?
Yes, but when I asked him for a lower, I couldn't understand the word he was saying.
Why not?
He was talking through his upper.
I don't know why I put this in your hands, a man that knows nothing about travel.
Came from my own father blazed the first rail across this country in a covered wagon. What a man was my daddy. He talked like me, and he was built like me.
Did he look like you?
Why do you think he traveled in a covered wagon?
What a fine mess, Harry. The Russian hasn't got my tickets. I'd better get packed in a hurry and get down to the station. Harry, call the Union Station for me.
Okay, Eddie.
Leonard, get Mr. Reed for the War Bond Committee on the phone.
Yes, sir.
Ida, go upstairs and bring down my trunk. The big one. Freddie Martell and Nora Martin rehearse your songs.
Be glad
yes,
to.
Mr.
This
Canada.
Is awful. I have to do everything myself around here.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows.
With every sigh, I become more mad about you. More love without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know you're only for me.
Shut the suitcase, will you, kid?
Well, you'll never close it with all that stuff
don't
in it.
You, look, Harry, when I say three, you just sit on it.
Oh.
One, two, three. Harry, you sat on my grip and broke it, you big fathead.
Fathead.
Never mind. Get up. Look at that suitcase, you fool. I should have known better than to depend on you for help.
Eddie, now, how can you say a thing like that? You know I'm a great help to millions of people.
You mean you break their suitcases, too? What do you
mean? You know very
well.
Yes, sir, Eddie, I am a great help to lots of people by telling them that when they wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative, to take sal hepatica. For sparkling sal hepatica taken then brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means they don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. And then I tell them that besides quick, gentle relief, sal hepatica gives them another advantage. It helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. That's why it's wise for everyone to keep a bottle of sal hepatica handy. Just remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy sal hepatica.
All right, Harry, you help a lot of people by telling them about sal hepatica. But what am I going to do for another suitcase?
Oh, well, maybe I can fix it.
Never mind. Jack Benny lives down the street. I'll call him and see if I can borrow a suitcase.
Hey, now, there's a good idea. You think Jack will help you?
Why, certainly. After all, Jack and I grew up doing favors for each other. Why, when we were kids, if Jack had a date and didn't have enough money to take his girl out, he'd come to me.
Oh, and you'd lend him the money.
No, I'd take his girl out.
Fine thing. I don't call that doing him a favor.
You would if you could have seen his girl.
Oh.
Hello, Jack. Hey, Jack. Jack, this is Eddie Kent. I'm going to New York, and I'm in an awful spot. I don't have a suitcase. And think of that. I don't know of anyone who rents suit. Oh, you do. All right, Jack, I'll come over. Yeah, I was by this morning to say goodbye to you, but you weren't home. You were where? Out in the Victory Garden with your lawyer? Oh, some man sold you a 10-cent package of watermelon seeds and one of the seeds didn't work? I know you're no sucker, Jack. Yeah, it's the principle of the... Yeah, sure. I'll be over right away and see if we can get together on a suitcase. Yeah, I'll pay whatever... Okay, thank you.
Hey, Eddie, look. I brought the baby over to say goodbye to you.
Eddie Kander, Von Zell Jr., am I glad to see you.
No, John.
Oh, Eddie, it's a shame we can't have the baby with us. I'd feel proud traveling father and son. You know how it is.
Who knows how it is?
No,
shut
no,
up. Do you wish you were going with us, little fella? Huh?
Goo.
Oh, there you go with that goo. I wonder what he's trying to say with that goo.
girl. Well, it looks like I'm going to have a little brother and sister. This morning I heard my daddy making a reservation for two births. Gee, my daddy's a kid himself. I heard him telling Popeyes when he arrives in St. Louis, he's going to get himself a doll. Wasn't it funny the way he broke Popeye's suitcase? Gee, he's a fat one. And he's got a ticket for an upper. Gee whiz, he's so heavy. The last time Daddy got him to an upper, it immediately became a lower. I wish Daddy was as smart as Popeye. Popeye keeps buying war bonds. Mommy says they mature in 10 years. In Popeye's case, looks like a photo finish between maturity and Social Security.
That's funny. When I called Jack Benny, he told me to come right over. He loaned me a grip. I guess nobody's home.
Hello, Mr. Cantor.
Chester, what took you so long?
When the bell rang, I thought it was Mr. Benny.
Oh, you're alone in the house.
I am now.
Rochester, you mean you had people here and you got rid of them?
I had a couple of friends over to celebrate VE Day.
But Rochester, VE Day was 2 weeks ago.
My, how time flies.
Rochester, I spoke to Mr. Benny on the phone, and he told me I could come over and borrow a suitcase. Where are your suitcase? Where are they?
In the basement, right this way, Mr. Cantor. Now, it's dark down here. You better follow me.
Follow you? I can't see a thing.
That's me. Here's the light switch.
What's that in the corner?
That's Mr. Benny's violin. Innocent looking, ain't it?
Well, where are the suitcases?
Oh, they're over here.
Gosh, look at them. A lot of them. They've all got different initials. What's this? R.C.
Oh, Ronald Coleman. Mr. Benny borrowed that one last year.
C.G., who is that?
Cary Grant.
Oh, this one must be Jack. J.D.
That's Joan Bennett.
Here's one with the initials L.S.M.F.T. That can't mean anything.
Oh, what you said. Mr. Tanner, what you said.
I said L.S.M.F.T. That's nothing.
You should wash your mouth out with soap. L.S.M.F.T. is nothing. Man in this house, that's the alphabet. L-S-M-F-T stands for Lucky Strike Means Fine Tobacco.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Fine tobacco.
Yeah, yeah.
Mighty
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Rochester, why is L-S-M-F-T on that suitcase?
Mr. Tanner, when it comes to L-S-M-F-T, mind not to question why, mind but to do or die. Fine tobacco, mighty
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd like to borrow that suitcase over there.
All right, Mr. Cantor, that'll be $11.
Wait a minute. Mr. Benny said the charge was only $1.
There's a $10 dusting charge.
$10 to dust it off? Why does it cost so much?
Well, when the dust gets in my mouth, it makes my throat dry. And when my throat's dry, I get thirsty. And when I get thirsty, I...
Yes?
There's a $10 dusting charge.
All right, Rochester, fix the bag up and bring it over to my house, will you? Rochester's going to bring over a grip.
Oh, good.
And as soon as the Russian comes with the tickets, we'll be all set.
Yeah, well, Eddie, I was wondering, are you going to give me a little more money next week because of the extra expense?
Harry, I'd love to, but I'm not allowed.
Huh?
The wage, stabilization board.
Oh.
There's a war going on. Your salary is frozen, you know.
Frozen. Before the war, my salary still wasn't so hot.
Oh, look, Harry. Don't worry, Harry. You won't need money when you're with me. We're going to live together in one room, but we've got a big double bed.
One bed? No, it's no good.
Why not?
Well, sometimes I snore a little.
You do, huh?
Well, if I snore, all you have to do is nudge me gently.
No, Harry. Last time we lived together in San Francisco, I nudged you while you were snoring, and never again.
What happened?
You kissed me.
No.
Hey, Harry. Wait, no. That's the Russian now. I'll bet he's got the ticket.
Get better, what are the odds?
So you're at the racetrack?
No, I'm not.
Don't lie to me. I just heard the crowd yell. They're off.
Gaffer, have you ever been to a burlesque theater?
Wonderful, wonderful. Second row, center.
No, the rest of you. Lawson, you wasted an entire day and you still haven't got my train ticket.
Stanford, I tried. But first I had to be fingerprinted.
They don't fingerprint you when you try to get train tickets.
They do when you try to get them the way I did.
Oh, stop rushing. I don't think you've even tried to get tickets.
Stanford, my friend. I went to the president of the railroad and he said he had no tickets. So then I grabbed his young, beautiful secretary. And I asked her.
Russian, if the president had no tickets, what good was grabbing his young, beautiful secretary?
Silly one.
I got the tickets myself. Of all the things. Harry. Harry, what's the matter, Harry?
Look at the telegram I just got.
What does it say?
It says.
Harry, you can't say that. Let me read it. The Treasury Department of the United States has assigned you, Harry Von Zell, to remain in Los Angeles to participate in the 7th War Loan Drive on the West Coast. Harry, this is a great honor.
I know.
What are you crying about?
Well, I do want to sell war bonds, but I wanted to go to St. Louis and meet all the girls.
Oh,
can I go out with one and gradually get the door? And finally, after the first few days, I know her well enough to whisper something soft and tender in her ear.
What would you whisper in her ear, Harry?
Truché, the beforehand lotion.
Harry, do you mean you take a girl out and wine and dine her just so you could whisper Truché in her ear?
You think I'm a fool? Of course not. I'd also tell her Touche is the new idea in hand lotion. A fragrant, creamy lotion designed to help keep hands soft and lovely.
Yeah.
I tell her to use Touche, the beforehand lotion, before she does the dishes or tubs her undies. For Touche is so effective that it will help guard her hands even in hot, soapy water.
Oh, Harry, you've got such a one-track mind. Can't you get your mind off a girl's hands?
Okay. I got my mind now on her legs.
Sure.
Because Touche is also great for keeping legs soft and smooth, particularly in the summer when the skin has a tendency to become dry. That's why every girl should begin today to use Touche.
Oh, I give up. Oh.
Board for Salt Lake, Denver, Pueblo, St. Louis, Milwaukee, Chicago, Cleveland, New York.
I'm not going to St. Louis. I want to go.
Quiet, Harry. Now, when Rochester brought that group over to my house, he told me to meet him here at the station, and he'd do something about getting us tickets.
Hey, there's Rochester over there.
Well, I'll be done. He's wearing a red cap. Oh, Rochester!
You're all set, Mr. Cannon. I got your troop a whole car for themselves.
Well, Roch, it was swell of you to get us these tickets. I don't know how to show my gratitude. I don't know how I can ever repay you.
Oh, humbles.
Rochester, I paid you $10 for dusting off the suitcase. What happened to the money?
Well, Mr. Cannon, while I was rushing here to meet you, a pair of dice fell out of my pocket.
Yes?
Me and some of the red caps got down on our knees to look for them.
Did you find the dice?
You didn't hear me say we got up.
Same old Rochester. Say, Roch, these tickets you gave me, how did you get all these reservations?
Well, I put on this red cap, and when people came through the gate, I took their bags and said, just follow me.
Rochester, what happened to the passengers who were supposed to be on that train?
Right now, there's 30 people sitting in a Central Avenue diner waiting for it to pull out.
Rochester, you put those people on a diner? Don't they know they're not on a train?
On Central Avenue, they think they're going through a tunnel.
Well, so long, Rochester. I'm off to Salt Lake, Denver, Pueblo, St. Louis, Milwaukee, Chicago, Cleveland, and New York.
Goodbye, Mr. Cannon.
Don't forget to give my regards to Mr. Benny.
Hey, Mr. Cannon, don't you forget.
Yes?
LSMFT, Lucky Strike Me, fine.
Yeah, I know.
Mighty fine.
Yes,
tobacco.
I know.
Fine.
I know. Oh, yes, you told me. Yes, I know. Chester, thanks for your help. Be sure and listen in next week, ladies and gentlemen, when we broadcast from Scott Field, Belleville, Illinois. And remember this too, that across the greatest stretch of water ever traveled by ships and men, the American Merchant Marine is transporting the goods of war to our fighting men on the fighting end of the Pacific. The bonds you buy the bullets they carry. And the faster those bullets go over there, the quicker our men will be back over here. Show them all there's a bond between us. Buy one tomorrow.
friend, baby. Ask friend to friend. I'm sorry if you're true. I'm telling you.
Hey, friends, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and Truche, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truche. This is Harry Von Zell now saying goodnight for Eddie and the gang.